brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, this Friday, is actually the Feast of the Blessed Mother. It's her birthday today. September 8th is the birthday of the Blessed Mother, and I want to say something about that before we go ahead to the readings for this Sunday. St. Catherine of Siena said this about the Blessed Mother, and I want to just, I'm only going to take a couple of minutes with this, but I really want you, here's a day, to honor her, to honor Mary on her birthday as one who really wanted to do God's will. And when you're in doubt or fear or anger or bitterness or whatever it is that keeps you from following the Lord more closely, ask the Blessed Mother to come to you and help you. Ask her to help you change, to see things differently. That'd be a great birthday present for her. St. Catherine of Siena says, "The devil really likes pride because it is the principle and the source of all sin. On the other hand, it displeases God just as much as it pleases the devil. God is displeased by pride and pleased by humility. God was so pleased with Mary's humility that his goodness compelled him to give her the word, his only begotten son. And she was the wonderful mother who gave that word to us. You know well that God's son did not take flesh within Mary until she had clearly expressed both her will and her humility by saying, 'Ecce ancilla Domini, let it be done unto me according to your word.' But as soon as she had said this, she conceived within her the dear, spotless Lamb. By this gentle first truth," that is God, "was showing us how excellent this little virtue is and how much those receive who in humility give their will as an offering to their Creator. How willing are you to give yourself more to Jesus, to have him direct your life more? It's humility. Be it done unto me according to your word." That's what Mary said. She prays for each of us that we may take on that posture, that attitude, that outlook. Your life will never be the same again. I guarantee you that. And you will be grateful for all eternity when you say that to the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. So now we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, September 10th, which is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. This first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. "Thus says the Lord, 'You son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked one, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his ways, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself." In other words, if you could speak the truth to someone and you're too afraid or too embarrassed, and God understands that, and if you run away, God is going to be displeased. But if you say, "Lord, I'm too afraid, will you help me, teach me how to do this?" And gently, kindly, you try to correct someone if they're doing something that's sinful. It's hard. It's none of my business, but it is. We are all brothers and sisters to one another. And on the judgment day, Jesus will ask us, "What did you do in this situation or that situation?" Now, it doesn't mean in every situation we can do something, but it does mean that in every situation where we see somebody going astray, that we first pray for them And then ask the Lord if he wants us to say anything to them. It's imperative that we do that. Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And we can harden our hearts out of fear, out of anger, out of bitterness, all kinds of reasons we can harden our hearts. And Jesus tells us through the psalmist, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It's a psalm that I often pray out loud, and I would encourage you to do the same. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tested me, though they had seen my works. They kept testing the Lord. They didn't follow him. So come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. In other words, let's hear his voice. Let's not harden our hearts. Let's say, Lord, here I am. Use me for your kingdom. I'm full of sin. I'm trying to do better. But Lord, I want to be a good brother or sister to all those around me, my friends, my family, even my enemies. That's what God is asking. Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. You're part of a flock. You are. You're not alone. So draw near to him. The nearer you draw to him, the more you'll see who else is in the flock. And the second reading is the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the same way you love yourself, love your neighbor. It's a test, isn't it? To reach out beyond yourself, to do good for another. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the fulfillment of the law. It isn't having check marks about, I did this, I did this, I did this. You fulfill the law when you love genuinely your friends, of course, your family, but also your enemies, the ones who've made life hard for you. And love doesn't mean fawning over people. It doesn't mean that, but it does mean that I want the best for this person. And I will pray for them that good may be done to them, that they may repent of their evil and that good may come into their lives. That's part of loving another. And if God chooses to use you in a concrete act toward that person, then do it. Do what God asks you. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, here we go. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. No going to other people and gossiping, even if you disguise it under seeking advice. But what you're really trying to do is let somebody else know how awful this person is. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. That's where you start. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, then, and think about this, I've done it, I've participated in this, get one or two others that you think that both of you trust. You've got a situation here, the relationship isn't working. You get a couple people who love you both, who care about you both, and you say, can you help us? Can you give us insight? If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Let's be sure we've got the facts of the situation, not somebody's interpretation of the facts. If he refuses to listen to them, then tell the church. In other words, go to your pastor. Not because you want to gossip, but you want to say, Father, here's the situation. I'd like to see it resolved. I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. In other words, you keep your distance for a while. Not out of hatred, but in a way, you distance yourself and you pray for them. And oftentimes that person's heart changes because they see after a while that you really want their good, that you're willing, in a certain sense, to swallow what they've said to you to try to bring you to Jesus. You can change people's lives, but it takes an obedience to what God is asking. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you've forgiven, it's done. It's gone. Amen, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. You know, when two people are having difficulty, husband and wife, parent and child, boss and employee, or just good people who've always been good friends and there's some kind of a fallout. Look what Jesus says here. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. In other words, if you go to this person, you're having difficulty, and you can say, let's take this to the Lord. I'll pray, you pray. Ask God to help us break this impasse. Ask God to help us to get over this obstacle. Neither one of us can figure out how to do it. That's certainly bringing in someone else into the picture is another option. And it's humbling, but it bears incredible fruit when you really follow the words of Scripture. And Jesus says, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, that doesn't mean just the word, Jesus, but you're gathered together because each of you loves Jesus. Even if you've sinned against one another, you really are disciples of Christ. You're really seeking to follow him. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. In other words, I'm present. I'm right here. People working through difficult relationships. People working hard, step by step, turning to the Lord, inviting them into the situation, looking to other brothers and sisters for help. All those things God sees. And God says, I will be in the midst. I will be right there. Brothers and sisters, it takes courage, but it bears eternal fruit. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.